The following is an exclusive presentation of Ray TV.
After a couple of weeks on the road, the Ravens return home Sunday to host the Green Bay Packers, and we'll be talking about that in the time ahead as we visit tonight on Ravens One-on-One with Ravens wide receiver Deontay Thompson. Deontay, thanks for joining us tonight.
No problem.
You've had a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You got KO'd in Buffalo with a concussion. You bounced back. You're one of three receivers who were healthy last Sunday in Miami, and it was scorching hot down there.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Good thing that you're in pretty good shape because you had no other options.
No option, man. I mean, I'm a South Florida guy, so going back, I'm thinking, yeah, man, I'm not used to this heat. I've grown up in it, but, man, did it hit me. I really had to get back used to it, man. It was real hot.
People forget the sun is brighter in South Florida, even if the temperature is the same as it is in Baltimore,
yep,
right?
Definitely, man. I mean, it just felt like the sun just was sitting on our back the whole game.
And the outcome of the game was very much on the back of the receivers. You guys all had a step up. Torrey had another 100-yard gain.
Yep.
Tanner Doss had his biggest game, and you had two receptions, but you were also the recipient of two huge interference calls because you were so aggressive downfield. The one that strikes me in the second half, your helmet comes off, you pop up, and you are looking like you're going to tear it to the official because you knew an injustice had taken place.
I know, man, and the guy, he was just all over my back. I felt him. And when I rolled over, I was like, come on, I ain't see no flag. Then he threw it. I was like, okay, there we go. So, I mean, that was a good moment.
Receivers always come up complaining. That's the nature of the job.
Yeah.
But can you really tell when you've been interfered with until you look at the tape? Can you tell during a play that, okay, this should be a flag?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you definitely can tell, man, because it's a difference. I mean, if it was a good play, he just came over, hit the ball, but he came through me to make the ball, so he intercepted me trying to catch the ball, so. You definitely can tell.
You know, and along with the pressure of needing a win, which you deliver, being one of only three receivers, so there's nothing in the way of help from the bench, you're coming off of a concussion in the Miami game.
Yeah.
Take us back to Buffalo. Was that the first concussion you've had in your career?
Well, that's the worst one I had in my whole career, definitely. I had one at Florida, but it wasn't as bad. But the one there, it's a pretty good hit.
And do you feel it at the time, or is it one of those things where you catch up an hour later and you realize, wow, what happened?
Yeah, well, at the time, I still was in the game, still in the mold. So when I first hopped up, I felt like I was all right. But once I got in and settled down, it was, whoa, okay, now I do got a concussion. So then we just took the regular protocol from there on.
You're part of a generation of players in football making the transition to concussion awareness.
Yeah.
When you first started playing football, if you got your bell rung, was the expression, you were expected to just shake it off and go back in the game and not complain. Because if you complained, let's face it, there was a name that was going to be attached to that.
Yeah, definitely.
How do you feel and how do you think your peers feel about being that first generation of guys who have to say, wait a second, I think I have a concussion?
I mean, it's definitely different, man. But we kind of went through it both ways. You know, we came in when we didn't know about the concussions, and now we know all about them. So, I mean, it's definitely just, it's hard on us, man. I mean, because you don't want to be called a guy who's scared to take a hit or whatnot, but you have to be smart at the same time. You definitely don't want to go out there and re-injure yourself because it's really serious. So, you don't want to mess up your head.
And it's one of the many landmines that can be in front of a guy like yourself trying to build his resume in
the
NFL. And you took the hard way in. You were an undrafted rookie free agent.
Yep.
How does a guy who has your speed not get drafted?
I have no idea, man. I mean, it was a sad day for me that day, man. And I always use that to my advantage. I take advantage of it. I always think back to it. And it just fueled me to just go out every day and just take advantage of each day because I don't want that feeling again.
And whatever the scouts may have missed on you in the NFL, Joe Flacco did not miss because this past offseason, I think you were the receiver he was most excited about with the turnover at the position with what you might be able to do. When did you start to get a sense of, okay, this quarterback believes in me?
I could say, man, when I first got here, just going out there, I could just tell he was just testing me, just coming to me, and I guess he just started just seeing that I was making plays every day for him, man. And he just started believing in me. And then we came in this offseason, and I worked hard all offseason, so I came back even better and just working. And, you know, not even Joe, just everyone else probably was sitting also. And it was just paying off at the time to not get hurt. So that was a
– You suffered the foot injury in preseason. Yeah. At that time, are you thinking, okay, what's a guy got to do around here to get a break?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, that was hard for me. That's my first time ever sitting out that long with an injury. Like, I was out 6 weeks, I think. That was as long as I ever been out. So it was hard for me just dealing with that. And then just want to be on the field so bad and want to get back. So just dealing with that was kind of tough.
You're a guy who makes his living running,
yeah,
and you run faster than most people at your position. When you suffer a serious foot injury, at what point are you thinking, is this going to cost me some of my speed?
I was never thinking that way. I just was thinking how long it's going to take me to get back to where I was at. Because, I mean, I still don't feel like I can dig how I was digging on it because it still got soreness in it. But it's definitely a lot better than when it first happened, and I can just see the progress, and that just keep me happy along.
Heard a lot of NFL players over the years say there's a difference between being hurt and being injured.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're just hurt now. You're not injured anymore.
Yeah, just hurt right now, just hurting. So just trying to just get through the pain, just get through that part of it, so it'd be good.
That's a big part of being a pro, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Definitely got to play through some pain, man, especially this game.
Your jersey is now on sale. NFL.com, BaltimoreRavens.com.
Yeah.
What's it feel like for you, a guy who a year ago shows up in camp having no idea if he's even going to make the team? All of a sudden, you look online, you look in the stands, yeah, there's people wearing your jersey.
Man, it's an awesome feeling, man. Awesome feeling. I was just so amazed. I remember the first time I was seeing it when my mom was asking me about the jersey thing. I was like, I don't know. This is before I made the team last year. You know, they think when you playing in the preseason, they think you're already on the team. I'm like telling her, mom, hold on, I got to make the team. So after I made the team, whatnot, she was looking for jersey, and she sent the picture to my phone. I was like, oh, cool, man. Had me smiling for a second, but it definitely felt good.
He has started to arrive. When we come back, we'll talk with Deontay about the number of Ravens jerseys he saw in the stands in Miami as the Ravens turned the corner and got above the 500 mark. As we continue on Ravens One-on-One.
MedStar Health's presentation of Ravens One-on-One is brought to you by the Maryland Health Connection, putting quality health coverage within your reach. Beginning October 1st, go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov. And by MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens.